الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات. وقال تعالى: ونزعنا ما في صدورهم من غل تجري من تحتهم الأنهار. صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, from time to time we speak about various Sahaba to learn and be inspired by their life. Today we would like to speak about a very great Sahabi, a very great companion, whose life has different and great lessons and inspiration and motivation for us. And that is Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu is amongst the Ashra'i Mubashara. And he is very fortunate. And he is a very great Sahabi, the 8th person to accept Islam. Waqtan fa waqtan hum Sahaba ke bare mein arz karte hain, aur aaj Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu ke bare mein bayan karenge, jo Ashra'i Mubashara mein se tha. Hazrat Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was from the tribe of Bani Taym. Tribe of Bani Taym. Now Bani Taym is a very important tribe amongst the Quraysh. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is from the same tribe. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, wo bhi Bani Taym mein se tha. Hazrat Talha, Bani Taym mein se tha. And this tribe was known for its generosity. It was known for his generosity. Fayazi mein bahut zyada mashhoor the. Even Abdullah bin Judan, who was one of those people who from beforehand was known for his generosity, was from Bani Taym. Now, when Islam started off, now Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu anhu was a very prominent business person. Wotajirta. And for the sake of business, he used to travel a lot to Syria. That's a time when the Quraysh used to travel in the direction of Syria, often for the sake of trade and for the sake of business. So Talha bin Ubaidullah was in Syria when he met a monk. He met a rahib, rahib se mila. And the rahib came to the people who were sitting and he asked them, is there anyone from the noble sanctuary? Kya haram mein se koi hai? To Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu anhu ne kaha, ji, main jo hai na wo haram mein se hai. To sabse pehle unhone sawal kya kya? Hal Zahara Ahmad. Kya Ahmad ka zuhur hua hai ya nahi? Did Ahmad make his appearance? To Talha said, who is Ahmad? Ahmad kaun? He said, the son of Abdullah, the son of Abdul Muttalib. So Talha radiallahu anhu was very, very surprised. And he says in his own word, وَقَعَ ذَلِكَ فِي قَلْبِي. That matter started into my heart. Ki ye rahib ne kya kaha? What did he say? It came into my heart. Why did he say that? So he cut his trip short and he immediately went back to Makkah. Makkah mein aate hi unhone logon se pucha ki koi nayi cheez namudar hua ya nahi. So they told him that yes, one of the things that happened was that Muhammad ibn Abdullah has said that he is a prophet of Almighty Allah. And Ibn Abi Quhafa has followed him. Ibn Abi Quhafa, Abu Bakr has followed him. Now because he was very close to Abu Bakr and he was from the same tribe, he immediately went to Abu Bakr. He said, ye kya manjra? What is the whole situation? He said, Muhammad ibn Abdullah had said he's a prophet. I believe in him because he is the truth and he is on haq, and I also advise you to be upon this. And then he narrated what he heard from the rahib, from the monk in Busra, in Syria. So they went to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he accepted Islam. The 8th person, Atwa Shakhs. And he was at that time 18 years of age, Atara Sal ki Umar. He became a Muslim. Subhanallah. Now normally amongst the Quraysh, when anyone prominent accepted Islam, then they shouldn't, you know, they shouldn't abuse or oppress them. Jo gharib log the, to unko jo hai usko upar zulm karte the, like Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, Ammar ibn Yasir, Sumayya. Lekin in this situation, Talha bin Ubaidullah, although he was from the prominent tribe of Bani Taym, they also oppressed him. And they also made lot of zulm upon him. Unko upar zulm kya. Yahan tak, that they tied Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu in one chain, in one string. That is why the people, they call Talha and Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, qarinain, the two friends who were tied in one rope. Subhanallah. Abu Bakr and Talha were known as qarinain. Dono ko ek hi rassi mein unhone band liya tha, Quraysh ne. And foremost amongst them was his mother. Uski maa jo hai na uske upar zulm karti thi. So in this particular way, there is one sahabi by the name of Mas'ud bin Khirash. He says, I was going between Safa and Marwa one day, and I saw the people beating up someone. And behind them, there was a woman who was also beating the person, and she was, you know, abusive. So I said, ye kya manzra hai? To he said, Talha bin Ubaidullah, Musliman hue, unke upar zulm kar rahe hai log, Quraysh unko maar rahe hai. So this was his mother. And his mother's name was Sa'ba binti Abdullah. Sa'ba binti Abdullah. She was the sister of Alaya Hadrami. Alaya Hadrami is a very famous Sahabi. Right? He was amongst the very famous Sahabi. Now, Sa'ba, now just one small thing, let me make mention of. Sa'ba means difficult. Sa'ba ka matlab hai mushkil. To ye bhi jo hai na, isamba musamma. According to her name, she was also mushkil. She was also difficult. To ulama ne likha hai, keep your children's name good, with good meanings. Otherwise, the impact of those names come upon them. Jis tarah aapne naam rakha, uski sifat jo hai na, wo bachcho mein tabdeel hote hai. Uske bachcho ke umar, bachcho ke upar aa jata hai. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam one day was wanted someone to milk the camel. To usse kon jo hai na, wo doodh nikale? Is doodh mein se kon nikalega? Kon nikalega? To char aadmiyon ne kaha ki hum nikalenge. To Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam charon ko bulaya. Kya naam hai? What is your name? Sabse pehle the person said, Murra. My name is Murra. Murra means bitter. Nabi Karim sahab said, yeah, se chale jao. You don't go. You are bitter. Maybe the milk will also become bitter. Right? So Nabi Karim sahab said, you go away. The second person, Murra. You also go away. The third person, Jamra. Jamra means burning coal, koila. So Nabi Karim sahab said, aap bhi chale jao. Then the fourth person came and he said, his name is Ya'ish. Huh? Ya'ish means Zindabad. Huh? Ya'ish means a person who lives for a long time and he has a prosperous life. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you go and milk the cow. Huh? Subhanallah. Sayyid ibn Musayyib radiallahu ta'ala says, my grandfather came to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne unse pucha, kya naam? What is your name? He said, Hazal. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, your name is Sahal. Hazan means sorrow. Hazan means sorrow. So he said, my change your name. Your name is Sahal. He said, no, I don't want to change my name. My father gave my name Hazan, I will keep it. Sayyid ibn Musayyib radiallahu anhu says, from that time onwards, there was only sorrow in our family. There was only sorrow in our family. Naam acche rakha karo. Keep good names. What is this? We just keep a name because it sounds nice. You know, come some name of some actor and actress. Koi naam nahi, koi nishani nahi. But just because it sounds nice. Keep names which has meanings. It will have an impact upon your children. Nevertheless, this was, you know, Hazrat Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His name, mother's name was Sa'ba, was named Mushkil. So she made things Mushkil for him. Now in the battle of Badr, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent him with Sa'id ibn Zaid. Sa'id ibn Zaid also Ashra Mubashara. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent him to go and see the Quraysh trade caravan. Where the trade caravan is going, they are going to Syria, unke picha karao, unke jasusi karao. Now the reason why, that these people had taken the wealth of the Muslims in Makkah. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to take it back. So anyway, this was because of that, by the time he came back, Talha and Sa'id ibn Zaid came back, subhanallah, what happened was, that battle of Badr was over. Now Talha bin Ubaidullah was very worried. Ya Rasulullah, hum Badr mein sharik nahi hue. What a great, you know, Badriyin ka ek rutba hai. They got a particular distinction. Hum nahi hai. To Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne kaha, don't worry about it. Bika sahmuk. Whatever we got from the battle of Badr, you will get a share from that. He said, ajri ya Rasulullah. Ya Allah, I'm not worried about the material wealth. What about my ajr ya Rasulullah? What about my reward ya Rasulullah? Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, bika ajrun. For you is also the reward. To agarche wo Badr mein sharik nahi hue, lekin Badriyin mein se shumar. He is amongst those people who, despite not taking part in the battle of Badr, he is regarded to be a Badri. Because Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent him for official for official function, so to speak, or for an official task that Nabi Karim ﷺ sent him. But if there is one thing that distinguished Talha, was the day of war. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala used to say, whenever people used to talk about Wahad, whenever they talk about Wahad, he used to say, Dhaka yawmu Talha. That was the day of Talha. The time of Uhud, the rumor went that Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam shaheed went. Yes, afwa chali ke Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam inna Muhammadan kad mat. To bahut se sahaba bahut zyada wo mayus ho chuke the. Kya zindagi kya jo hai na wo maqsad jab Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam hamare saath nahi. But eventually Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was found under a pile of bodies. And then Talha and Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu and amongst the other sahaba, 11 of them, they picked up Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they took him up the Mount of Uhud. They took him to a safe place. And now when they took Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then the word went around that no, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam is alive. Now Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam became the focus of the entire battle. So na pura jo hai na wo maareka wo jo hai na Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki ird gird tha. And everyone was trying to kill our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they were trying to throw arrows. And Hazrat Talha radiallahu ta'ala was sitting there. And he was defending Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That so much so, that every arrow that came, he put his hand in front of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yahan tak ke shal ho gaya tha. He became paralyzed, partially paralyzed. His daughter after the battle said, we counted the wounds on Hazrat Talha radiallahu ta'ala's body, 24 wounds. 24 zakhmi, subhanallah. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, everywhere he went, he saw Hazrat Talha radiallahu ta'ala. One hadith, ajib, two hadith were very ajib with regard to Hazrat Talha radiallahu ta'ala. One was, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَقَدْ رَأَيْتَنِي يَوْمَ أُحَدٍ. I saw on the day of Uhud, وَمَا قَرِيبِي. There was no one next to me, غير جبرائيل أي يميني وأن تلحى أي يساري. That on that day there was no one close to me except Jibrail was on the right hand side and Talha was on my right side, left hand side. Mera kareeb aur koi nahi tha. Jibrail hamare agar se daaye haath par aur Talha baaye haath par. Mera aur koi nahi tha mere kareeb. Subhanallah. Aur ek jo hai us yahan tak, because he picked so much of, you know, sacrifice on that particular day. He was wounded, but despite that wound, he still remained, you know, still brave, protecting our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So much so that Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Brother, sit down, sit down. Man arada an yanzuru ila shahidin yamshi ala rajlain, falyanzur ila Talha." Whoever want to see a zinda shaheed ko dekhna chahte hain, to Hazrat Talha radiallahu ta'ala ko dekha. Whoever want to see a person who is a shaheed but is still living, wo Talha radiallahu ta'ala ko dekhe. Subhanallah. Ye hai jo hai na, isliye to Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala ko, jab bhi hum Uhud ke bare mein baat karte the, to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala farmate the, dhaka yawmu Talha. That is the day of Talha radiallahu ta'ala. Aise zabardast. If only that was the aspect of his greatness, that would have been sufficient for his greatness. But he had some amazing qualities. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him three names. Teen naam Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne unko diya. Talhatul Khair, Talha the great and the good. Talhatul Fayyaz, Talha the very, very, very generous. Fayyazi mein mashhoor tha. On Talhatul Jood, and also Jood also means a very excessive form of generosity. Hazrat Sayyid ibn Zayd radiallahu ta'ala says that there was no one better to travel with than Hazrat Talha. Ye bhi ek ajeeb cheez hai. You know a person when you travel with him. And in traveling, either a person becomes a miser or he becomes very generous. It's always very good to travel with a person who is generous. And Sayyid ibn Zayd said, whenever I travel, it's always a pleasure to travel with Hazrat, you know, Talha, because he was so generous. Such was his generosity. One day, some rakam, because he was a very prominent business person, 700,000 dirhams came to him. 700,000, 60 lakh dirham. Unke paas aaya kisi jo hai wo silsile mein, tijarat ke silsile mein, aur kul silsile mein. The whole night he's not sleeping. whole night is not sleeping. So now the wife is saying, "Aapko kya ho raha hai? Aap kyun nahi so nahi so rahe? Why are you not sleeping?" He said, "What must I do? I am a Sahabi of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and I got so much money in my house. Main Allah Taala ko kaise jawab dunga? How will I reply to Allah Taala that you got so much money in your house?" Hamara haal bilkul ulta hai. Hamara bank balance zero ho jata hai to hum neend nahi aati. If in our situation our bank balance become less, we become, you know, we can't sleep. We get worried, we get anxious. Yeah, there is wealth in the house, and then he's finding it difficult. Yeah, iske saath main kya karunga? What am I going to do with regard to it? And then the wife, who was the wife? She got married several times, but his wife, one of his wife at that particular time, was Umme Kulthum, the daughter of Abu Bakr. She was the daughter of Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was his father-in-law and also from the same tribe. So Umme Kulthum said, "Why you get worried? Tomorrow you make small parcels and you give it out to the people of Medina." And they said that day he gave it out to all. He didn't really give it to the poor. He gave it to his friends also. Doston ko bhi khyaal rakho. Doston ko bhi khyaal rakho. So he gave all that particular stuff. And by the time the evening came, his wife said, "Hamare liye bhi kuch rakh leta. Why don't you keep for us also something?" She said, "Why didn't you tell me before now? Little bit, whatever is there, take it." Therefore, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called him Talhatul Fayyaz. Despite his wound, he took part in every battle with our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now, many, many other situations with regard to him. When Umar radiallahu ta'ala passed away, then Umar radiallahu ta'ala made a committee of six people of the Ashra-i Mubashra, whoever was alive, besides Sayyid ibn Zayd. Ye bhi ajeeb baat hai. Although Umar radiallahu ta'ala made a committee of six people, all of them were Ashra-i Mubashra, Sayyid ibn Zayd was also his Ashra-i Mubashra, but he didn't include him in the six. Why? Because he was his brother-in-law, married to his sister. Said, "No, I can't put you in here. People will say I'm favoring my family members." So six of them was Talha bin Ubaidullah. Now eventually, then Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala, when the siege on Usman radiallahu ta'ala took place, it had a very great impact upon Talha, because Talha was very close to Usman radiallahu ta'ala. And he even put his son to protect Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala. He was gone out, or Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala shaheed hue. So ye jo hai na uska bada gehra asar Hazrat Talha radiallahu ta'ala ke upar pada. It had a very, very great impact. Firstly, because he was close to Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala. And then secondly, he felt a certain degree of regret. He was not there when Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala was made shaheed. So he, together with Hazrat Zubair radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, went to Basra with the intention of putting pressure that we must get hold of the killers of Usman radiallahu ta'ala immediately. Right? So Ali radiallahu ta'ala came to know that there's such a group that they are in Basra. So he also went. Someone has very amazingly said, very amazing statement. The greatest tragedy in history, sabse bada almiya jo hai wo tareekh ka ye hai ki haq aur batil ka marika to hota hi rahega. Aur isme koi jo hai na wo ajuba nahi. Sabse bada marika aur sabse bada, you know, the greatest sadness in history is haq aur haq ka batil ho jaye. Haq aur haq ka jo hai na wo takrar ho jaye. The greatest tragedy in history is when haq and haq fights. The tragedy is not when haq and batil fights. Haq and batil will fight till the day of qiyamah. وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَحَقَ الْبَاطِلُ. That will happen. But the greatest tragedy is in haq and haq fights. And this is what's happening many a times throughout history. Sometimes it happens that sometimes haq and haq they fight. Right? So this was also happened. Now this also was very tragic, that Hazrat Talha and Zubair and Hazrat Aisha on one side, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu was on one side, many sahaba. Now they were on the verge of reaching an agreement. Raat ko baat cheet hui, to ne kaha, Hazrat, logon ne kaha, Hazrat Talha aur Zubair ne kaha, ki Hazrat Usman jaise shakhs, aise zabardast shakhs, what a great person, wo shaheed hue, unki qatilon ka jo hai na pata karna zaruri hai, we must get to them immediately. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala ka mauqif ye tha, his view was, se pehle jo hai na wo fitna ko kuch kam hone dijiye, uske baad hum pata lagayenge. Let us solidify the situation. Let us bring calmness to the situation. There is too much of chaos. Hey, chaos is not good, boy. Chaos is something that brings great amount of turmoil to this ummah. Keep away from turmoil. Keep away from fitna. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ne kya ajeeb baat kahi. Hadith mein hai that when the time of fitna comes, Right? The time of fitna comes. The person who is sitting is better than the person who is standing. The person who is sitting is better than the person who is standing. And the person who is lying down is better than the person who is sitting. Because hamari yaad to ye nahi. Ye when is fitna, hum sabse pehle. Hum kuch nahi karte. Kabhi amal nahi karte. Fitna mein jo hai na, sabse pehle hum sare pesh. Pata hai kya hua? Aur jo hai na, wo social media par ye hai, wo hai. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne kya kaha? When fitna comes, the person who is away from the fitna is better. But we are the person, we want to be first in the fitna. Nevertheless, this fitna happened. And they were on the verge, and said, Hazrat Ali ne kaha, mujhe kuch waqt dijiye. Sab jo hai na, wo tayar hue. Theek hai, usi ke upar hum raza mand hai. We are happy with it. And the next day, the munafikun ko pata chala. So what they did, they attacked both sides. Or attacked both sides, and the whole particular, you know, battle started. Aur isi mein kitne sahaba shaheed hue, ya Allah. Kitne shahaba shaheed hue, ek dusre se jo hai na wo ladte ladte. Aur isi mein Hazrat Talha radhiyallahu ta'ala bhi shaheed hue, Jang Jamal mein. Hazrat Ali radhiyallahu ta'ala unke paas aaye, to Hazrat Ali radhiyallahu ta'ala bahut roye. Hazrat Ali radhiyallahu ta'ala started crying when he saw the body of Talha. Talha, we used to fight together with the enemies. Today what has happened? And Ali radhiyallahu ta'ala made a statement, two statements, and I wish I would conclude with. And Ali radhiyallahu ta'ala said, kaash ke main 20 saal pehle mar jata. If only 20 years ago I would have been dead. I wouldn't have to see this day. Then after what he called his son, Muhammad, and he said, inshallah, we will be amongst those, me and your father, we will be amongst those on the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala says, وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلْ. Allah on the day of Qiyamah will take away bitterness that people have in this world in Jannah. Jannat mein koi ranjish nahi hoga. So Hazrat Ali ne Hazrat Muhammad ibn Talha ko kya kaha? Hamare darmiyan koi ranjish nahi hoga ke din jo hai na wo qiyamah ke din aur jannat mein. This was Hazrat Talha radhiyallahu ta'ala. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam said one amazing thing. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Talha and Zubair chariya fil jannah. They are my two neighbors in jannah. Mere do hamsaye Hazrat Talha radhiyallahu ta'ala aur Zubair, aur wo dono saath saath the. Uhud mein bhi wo sharik the. They were busy protecting Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that they are my two neighbors in Jannah. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jazallahu anna wa an sa'ir al-ummati khayr al-jaza' inshallah. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq of understanding and taking lessons from this great life. Since they are two neighbors, so next time when we give a bayan on the next sahabi, we will speak on Hazrat Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu. May Allah give us a tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.